most of them, but his mom.
Big wheel, keep on turning,
turning.
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
And we're rolling,
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 rolling, rolling on the river.
Oh my God. The rest of the podcast is just us.
Can
fully.
Can we just do that?
Oh, what a great song. She's.
Oh my God, I'm making.
She's doing right. All right, hold on. Let's Google it.
I think.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Right?
I think if she's not now,
we're like so bad.
Yeah, we did.
You know what? If she's not, we'll take it from the top.
Let's take it from the top. Keep going. I'm looking it up.
Is this annoying to listen to in your headphones?
She's dead.
She's dead. Right, and rest in peace.
And rest in peace. She died.
Wait, don't say it happy.
And rest in peace.
She's dead.
She died. She
passed.
She went to Switzerland. Do you know
she's
this
no
about
longer
her?
With us. Oh,
she
really?
Defected to Switzerland because she was just like, fuck y'all.
Love that.
And then just had like a rich husband
Queen
and lived
shit.
In a castle in Switzerland.
I want to live in a castle.
Oh, me too. Tina, a legend in many ways.
Wait,
anyways.
I thought of something I was going to say. Oh, I made a playlist because I'm moving in with my boyfriend. I made a playlist of like, you know, if there's one thing I love to do, it's have a little dance party in an empty apartment.
Of course.
And I moved out of my apartment this week. And when it was empty, I just put on like, I went on Spotify. I put on like a prayer and just let it kind of go from there. And I did about 2 hours solo dancing in the apartment.
Love it.
And so as songs were coming up, I was adding them to a playlist to play while we're unpacking so that I can do dancing then too. And boy, is this playlist. Oh my God, dude. Spotify was fucking on one. Things that I would never think to put on a dancing.
Oh, I love
what
that.
What about this? I get up in the evening.
And
I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. I'm just tired and bored with myself, baby. I could use just a little help. Can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire.
Even if we're just dancing.
When it's just us, we just sing.
How about that line where he goes, they say you gotta be
hungry.
Hey, baby, I'm just about starving tonight. Oh, my God. That gives me chills.
Also,
the boss.
I want to change my clothes,
my hair, my face.
Ugh, if you've ever looked in the mirror and been like, what am I doing? That song is perfect for that.
Really
feeling.
Good bangers. Of course, I want to dance with somebody.
Oh my God.
Somebody.
Also, Dance in the Dark, I love because it's like a song about being self-conscious from one of the most famous men to ever live.
And it's also like dudes rock out to it.
And it's about feelings. It's about feelings like you're not significant.
It's like I saw a video of men jamming to that Creed song. Is it Creed?
Oh,
that's like
with arms wide open.
No. It's the one that's like
it's not like you.
Hold on. I'm getting it. Ooh.
This is
6 feet ain't so far down.
Yeah.
It's like killing yourself.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. That's how they queen
maybe
out.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I love the idea of these men singing this with their full chest at the show.
Yes.
And then like thinking people who are suicidal are weird.
And also,
you're singing about it.
Men are famously suicidal. That's kind of been their whole thing as of recently.
Women don't have follow through like men do.
Right.
When it comes to suicide.
Classic. Shout out to my cousin who committed suicide. Maybe I'll cut that. Maybe not.
Yeah. Maybe we didn't.
He did it in a pretty cool way. That's all I'm saying.
Nope. We're not doing this.
I don't talk to my.
I get up in the evening.
Well, actually.
Dude, like classic pop and rock. Is kind of slept on by young people, I think.
Yeah.
And I need you guys to get back into that.
Oh, classic rock for
I need
sure.
you to return, but also like Madonna.
Yes.
Like, fuck it. You know, let me, you know what?
Pull it up. Pull up the list.
Let's just talk about this for a second.
Talk about the list. Talk
Let's
about the
talk
bangers.
Let's talk about this for a second. 1 second. It won't kill you. Let's talk about Madonna.
Yep.
Okay? Let's talk about Blondie.
Oh, Blondie.
Right?
Yep.
Let's talk about Billy Joel.
What's about love?
Let's talk about Belinda Carlisle.
Yep.
Let's talk about Whitney Houston. That's all as far as I've got.
A self-conscious woman who's being open about her feelings, her strifes.
There's also Madonna has so much, like, I'm a big whore, what are you going to do about it music? And I'm like, that was huge back then.
Also having a song called Like a Prayer and a song called Like a Virgin, iconic.
I know.
If I said Belinda Carlisle and you said, who's that? I got one thing to say to you. Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
Also,
that's who that is.
Shout out Cindy Lauper's in that fucking group.
Of course. Oh, shout out Cindy Lauper. Kate Bush.
Oh,
running
yeah.
up the hill. The girlies. The girlies. Yeah. You got to get back to the girlies.
Especially like rock is one thing too where it's like people think it's like old people, which a lot of it is.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's like catharsis. And in the time that we probably need a lot of catharsis, turn on the boss.
Don't let yourself forget that these people were cool once.
Yes. Yeah, we do forget that.
They were cool. They were friends with gays.
Yeah.
They were cool.
And who knows what they are now. That's
Madonna
fine.
Was Sabrina Carpenter.
We didn't start the fire.
That's on there.
Oh, my God. Of course.
It was on. It was burning because the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. Also, I'm like, yeah, you did, Boomer, but whatever.
Yeah.
You started a fire.
We did a lighter, but we tried to fight. Did you try to fart it?
Maybe a little
maybe.
Bit.
Maybe. And then it like goes in.
They're all doing Give Peace a Chance.
Right. Yeah. And they're, but then they do the dialogue. It's like, wall of blah, 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 blah.
I've seen so many of those like remakes on TikTok and stuff. And it's like, I love the energy, but also it feels weird to like write a little song about genocide.
Right.
Like a little parody song where it's like, people are dying. It's like, okay, I get it.
Children's heads get blown off. It's all on TikTok. You're like,
I don't know if this is helping.
Feels really bad. It's like we're doing a bad thing.
As we're podcasting.
You sure. Right. Well, when we do it, it's art. When you do it,
it's art. When we do it, it's art. When you do it,
girl
garbage. You're using it. You're using it.
Right.
For views.
And we're speaking
we're
on it.
We are better than you.
Respectfully, can we just stop pretending we're not better than everyone?
We're better than you.
Wait, this is actually something I have been thinking about, and maybe I'm just shoehorning this segment in, but respectfully.
Yes.
I don't like the whole, oh, you think you're better than everyone fucking thing.
I do.
Maybe I am.
Have you ever stopped to think that I am?
Hey, maybe I am.
Well, I think what you're referring to, and this happens to us all the time, is being sober.
Right. And also being a coastal elite.
Yes.
Fucking. Yes.
People, especially New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Like, because it's so expensive here.
Yeah.
People are like, I could never live in New York. You guys think you're better than everyone? I could never. And it's like, I am.
Yes.
And no, you couldn't.
Right. We create art, culture,
you think it's crazy
commerce.
That I pay almost $4,000 a month to live in New York City? What I think is crazy is spending one penny to live in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yes.
And I've said this on the last episode, and I'll say it again. I don't care where you're from. This is about where you live.
It's where you pay rent, according to Andre 3000.
Anybody can move. When I moved here, I shared a bedroom with two people.
Right.
It's a little classist, but it's not as classist as you think it is.
No, because they use classism as a guise.
But also, these aren't poor people saying this.
Right.
People saying this aren't poor.
They're middle class, solidly.
I'm saying if you are in poverty, obviously I'm not fucking talking about you. Don't fucking bean soup me in the comments.
You is know that glad? Bean soup? No, like you've never had bean soup.
Oh my God, we have to scratch the agenda.
Right.
I've already kind of made this point, but now I know the term is bean souping.
Okay.
This is what it is. This girl, this is where it comes from, the origin. A girl made a video of a bean soup. She's a content creator. She makes food. I don't know who it is. Sorry.
Yeah.
She made a video of a bean soup.
White woman?
White woman.
Okay.
Made a video where she made a lovely bean soup. A lovely bean soup. And it's an affordable recipe that she was sharing with the world.
Yeah.
First comment. Top comment. What if I don't like beans? Well, then maybe it's not fucking for you.
Right, right.
And that's what now everybody's like, now bean souping, right?
Yes.
Is when somebody will be like, we need more walkable cities.
Right. Right.
Someone will comment, what if I'm disabled? You're bean souping me right now.
Right, right. This is beside
you are bean souping me. These
the
are different
point.
Things. And this video might not be for you.
Yes.
Okay? Me saying that people should walk places more to help the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're disabled, take a fucking ride.
Right.
Sorry.
Yes.
I don't have to give. I don't have to give a
bibliography.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, yeah.
For everything
sure.
I've ever said in my whole damn life.
Yes.
Don't you fucking
don't
bean soup
don't
me?
You fucking bean. I'm just like, hey man, I have great opinions.
Right.
I look great.
I live in the greatest city in the world.
I live in one of the greatest cities. I'm not going to let you dim my sparkle because you're like, oh, you think you're I am fancy.
Yeah, it's always a guy whose like stomach is hanging out of the bottom of his shirt.
Then hang out with me as a fancy bitch. I'll be fancy with you.
Yeah.
But
also, I'm so good at thinking I'm better than you and not being a bitch about it.
Oh, if you could only
I'm
see.
I'm so good at being like, I'm going to be nice to this person I'm better than. So get off my fucking cock and balls.
Yes. Also, the holding of my tongue that is happening. My little snake tongue is right in the pocket.
I'm saying.
The things I would say to you.
I do believe in the things I believe in, even for the people I don't like.
Yes,
okay?
Same.
That being said, once you start talking to me, being an asshole to me,
right,
about how I think I'm better. I am better than you. Sorry.
I don't. It's also like,
I'm not on Facebook arguing about trans people. I'm better than you.
Right. I'm not posting about my baby mama drama on Facebook.
I'm better than you.
White people. Just to be clear.
Just to be clear.
But
bean soup.
Bean soup. Just to be clear, bean soup. But it's also like, there's this like, well, we can't say anyone's better than anyone. We can't say someone is smarter than it. It's abundantly obvious when everyone thinks it.
And then there's also
read
this
narrative
that, like,
read a fucking book if you're so mad about me being smart.
Look, I'm like very, I try to be very class conscious.
Sure.
You know, I think that's the most important thing right now.
Is I agree.
That like no matter what we truly, if you hate trans people and I think the right thing, I still don't want you to live in poverty because that's better for all of us.
And it's also going to make you
right?
hate other groups more.
Rising tides raise all ships or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of the people we're talking about have more money than us.
Right.
A lot of these like right wing fucking wealth hoarding.
Yeah.
People who don't believe in the things that I believe in, you could say that it's classist to hate all Trump supporters because a lot of them are uneducated,
right?
And it's not anyone's – being uneducated is not a moral failing. It's not your fault if
yeah,
you're uneducated.
You were set up to be uneducated.
Something bad happened to you.
Yeah.
I get that. It's like when people are like that guy – like they like make fun of people for not being able to read. That's a terribly sad thing that happened to a person and it's not that person's fault. However
– speak on.
You had every opportunity to learn. You went to college.
Yes.
You had every opportunity.
Yeah, your
You've
stupid
met
liberal arts
people.
Degree.
You've met
yes.
trans people.
Yeah.
You have had every opportunity to change your mind and you didn't. I am fucking better than you.
I know. It drives me crazy. Also, like, people hate it from women.
Yes.
As well. It's like, oh, this fancy bitch.
Well, because, and it's because they think they're better than us because they're men.
Yes. Yes. Because a rich, successful, attractive man being like, you're a fucking loser, they would be like, I am
yes.
a fucking loser. Look at this man who's better. But like, when a woman, it's like, oh, you uppity
well, because
bitch.
In their head, a man who has no job, even though he has every privilege in the world.
Yeah.
Plays video games all day, is out of shape, is ugly, is a loser. In their head, that guy is still here to the richest, most successful, most put together woman because she's a woman.
Yeah.
So when she says, I'm better than you, that goes against everything he believes, but she is better than you.
Yeah.
And also, so are all the other women.
Yeah.
We're all better than you.
The baseline.
Every woman is better than you.
Base model woman, better than you. We're all better than you. That's another thing. Another thing that really chaps my ass. Women create life. And I'm not saying in like a I'm not being like, oh, the science. We're literally God. In the definition, God is the creator of life.
And that's
life.
Not the only thing that makes us worth.
No, but I'm saying.
But we
I
do.
I have the science in my body to create a human life.
Yeah.
And you're going to say that you're better than me?
Right.
I'm a fucking crazy, beautiful life-creating machine.
And I'll say this.
And you're going to hit me?
I'll say this. I'm not even sure I can do that, and I'm still better than you.
Yes, right, true.
I'm still better than you.
But as a base model, you come and die, and I, like a goddess from the earth herself.
Babe, we're doing it without you.
Right.
Wake up.
Yes.
We're doing it without you. Don't some guy have to come in a cup? Sure.
Sure, we'll put him
on. But he's not involved.
We'll milk
we're
him
doing
like
it
cows.
Without
you.
Women are having babies with their friends.
Yes.
They're having two girlfriends who've always wanted kids, are having babies together and living platonically as parents. Hello?
If you're failing, you're failing. Also, there was this clip that I sent you about the male loneliness epidemic, which is
love this. Wait, we should find this creator because I want to give her credit where credit is due.
Yes.
Because
let me find
this
her.
Is a great fucking point. This is a great point.
Should I play it?
Yeah, let's say her name and
yeah,
play it.
Yeah.
Well, is it long?
It's
I think
not
we
that
can
long.
Sum it up quickly.
All right, let's see how long it is. A minute 48.
Let's just sum it up.
Okay, so this
we'll post it on our story or something.
Yes.
Probably forget. But say her name and they can go look at it.
Okay. Horrible, mean, bad woman.
What's her actual username if you click on it?
Tell.
Oh, that is her actual. I thought that might be the like title.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At Horrible Mean Bad Woman. Love that.
Love this creator. She's also like, it's a she, yeah.
Great, great, great.
She's like, I'm an ugly bitch and I don't care. I'm like, God.
Also, she's not.
She's not, but she's like, to men, I'm ugly.
To those men who say those things, but yeah. She's like very pretty, yeah, in my opinion.
I agree. But what she basically says is like, we're all crying 1,000 tears from the male loneliness epidemic. And
come
we're
off that, by the way.
God. And we're saying that women aren't lonely because they have friends and blah, blah, blah. And there's truth to that. But there is female loneliness, and it's when they're in a partnership with a man who does not value them.
Yes. You show me a woman who has no friends, I'll show you her husband who's mean to her.
Yes.
Those things so often go hand in hand.
Yes, you're being isolated.
Yeah.
And you have the thing that this creator said that was great was there's this expectation that when you're married or in a successful quote-unquote relationship to the outside world, everyone's like, you did it.
Yeah.
And there's this reverence for this like perfect life that you have. So you feel so much worse that you're lonely because...
Right, because you're not supposed to be.
Right, right. You got the thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, this feels really bad. And then you're questioning your reality all the time because you're like, well, I got the thing, but...
But it doesn't feel good.
I'm so sad.
Yeah.
I mean, how many boomer women do we know that were just married to men who hated them for like 30 years of their life?
And now you're alone inside your marriage.
Yes.
Oh my, what a
nightmare.
Literally, like, put that in my top 5 biggest fears.
Oh, two, I would say. One, being buried alive or
hello.
Some sort of parasitic disease.
And if that's not in yours, you're crazy.
Burning to death, whatever. Stuck in the body, number one.
Stuck in the body is obviously number one.
Come on. But number two is that, and it's like, there's this, I never wanted to get
number
married.
Number three, having a kid and hating it.
Oh!
Like, specifically hating the kid.
Oh! Or the kid being bad and evil.
Yeah.
But,
you know, those, like, TV shows where a kid's, like, a true sociopath?
Yes!
And the parents have to be like, we love him.
And his name's, like, Damien.
It's always a D name.
He wears a little bow tie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And he just stands in the hallway quietly.
And, like, pinches his sister.
Yes!
And you're like, there's something going on there.
Yep. Damien's bad. Damien's going to drown the cat.
Yep.
He's absolutely going to drown the cat. But there's like this, I never want to get married or never wanted to get married. Whoops. Because I was like, to be that miserable woman, that husk inside of a shitty marriage. I don't care how single and embarrassing it is to be single. I don't care. Yes.
I saw another great TikTok. I'll see if I can find this person's name, but I don't know if I even saved it.
Yeah.
But this person made a great point about, I did. I liked it. At Texas Garden Fairy.
Yes.
She, first of all, her bio is supermodel billionaire. Love her.
Oh, my God.
Already love her.
I think I know this lady.
But she was talking about how women shouldn't strive. And I might be butchering this a little bit. But she was talking about how, like, women shouldn't strive for marriage because marriage, at its core, was founded on making women into slaves.
Property, yeah.
Like, you were buying a woman to be your little wife and to take care of all your household needs and to raise your children. That was what that was.
Yeah.
And in so many instances still is.
Yes.
She was like, she was talking about how she was like, I actively avoid marriage.
Sure.
I don't, there's no part of me that wants to enter into something like that. And she even said, she was like, now, of course, if you find someone, you want companionship.
Yes.
You want to get married. She was like, this is complicated because I think there's plenty of legal reasons why women should be married.
Yeah.
You know, like there's all kinds of reasons, but to strive for marriage.
No.
There is a way in which that's inherently not feminist.
Oh, a big
that's
way.
That's inherently against women's liberation.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you're prepping myself for the big thing I do in my life.
And you're locking yourself into this partnership with a man.
Yeah.
Who is not doing anything for you.
Yeah.
And you're doing everything for him.
Yeah.
You're not getting paid to.
There was, not to speak ill of the dead, but Gene Hackman and his wife who passed away. Terrible, untimely.
Really scary stuff.
But there was a woman who was talking about it. She was quite a lot younger than him, and she was his caretaker up till she died. And this woman was like, hey, if men get aggressive when they have Alzheimer's and they age, and some women like care for these men at the cost of their own health, and sometimes women die from like the stress of being a man's caretaker.
Well, we can even take out them getting aggressive about it. Women die all the time because they are not taking care of themselves.
Right.
Because they're taking care of everyone around them.
Yes.
That's like a real thing that happens.
Of course. Autoimmune diseases, all this shit. Like,
or just, you're simply just not going to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there, to, I mean, obviously this is fictional, but there's an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Love
it. Hello. Where a woman is brought to the hospital. Her son is a paranoid schizophrenic. He's an adult.
Yeah.
He's a paranoid schizophrenic. Her whole life is taking care of him 24 yeah. hours a day. All right. she does is take care of him, help him feel better, blah, blah, blah. She has an aneurysm in her stomach. She has like a going to burst and kill her at any moment aneurysm.
Yeah.
They tell her she needs surgery. She won't have surgery because there's no one to watch her adult son.
Oh, God.
That is how women die from taking care of other people. Her aneurysm was so big you could see it. When you took her shirt off, you could see it yeah. under her skin.
Yeah.
And she hadn't been to the doctor.
Right.
Because nobody can watch her son.
Right.
Because her husband left when he was diagnosed. Nobody can watch her son.
Sure.
I know that that's fictional, but that has happened.
Of course it has. I mean, it's there. Another example in media is, do you remember Love Actually?
Yes.
There's a woman who takes care of her severely disabled yes. brother, and like the man she's been in love with forever is like
tragic,
wants to finally have sex, and she won't stop taking phone calls from her yeah. disabled brother, who is going to be sick no matter
yeah.
what.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it's one of those things where it's like, she's not doing anything wrong.
No.
Like, but hopefully she'll find a man who is patient enough
sure.
that she can take those calls. Because she wants, in that movie, she wants to be there
yeah,
for her brother.
Yeah, for sure. You know? Yeah, it's an honorable thing she's doing.
Yeah, yeah, but she does want both things.
Yeah.
And she's sacrificing her life to take care of this person.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of examples of men doing that.
Never. I haven't met her yet. You know?
Haven't met him. There's some. You see sometimes like a woman gets cancer and a guy. Smith shaves his head.
And shout out to Smith.
But, you know.
Yeah. I would just be very thoughtful about the amount of people that you take care of in your life. Because yeah. I have fallen prey to this and I've gotten a lot better in many years. But you got one of these, babe.
Well, also, this is like a great example of why you need a village.
Yes.
And this isn't just about raising children.
Yeah.
You need a... Life is easier when you have a village.
Of course.
People are like, it takes a village to raise a kid. Everything. Having a village helps with everything. Because if that woman had someone who could watch her son, she would have been able to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
If she had had a close enough girlfriend who had spent enough time in her house with the son
yeah.
to be able to deal with whatever's going to happen when the mom leaves, mm-hmm. then she would have been able to go to the doctor. But people get scared
yeah.
when somebody has like a difficult life.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a friend who has a sick parent that they take care of all the time, instead of being afraid of that, you yeah. should move closer to that person.
Yeah.
So that when their appendix bursts, right. you can watch their dad.
I know. Oh, no. But people don't.
But people don't. People don't show up for each other.
No, they really don't. But also in shitty, abusive relationships, men make sure that anyone yes. who wants to show up for you.
Well, can't.
They make them the enemy. They isolate you. Yes. It's so like.
And it's so insidious because they isolate you in a way where now all that's happening is you're canceling on your friends.
Yes.
And it's not reflective on him. And your friends have to be aware enough to go, this isn't like her.
I know.
And that doesn't always happen.
I know. No, it's because it takes like an understanding of abuse cycles, yeah. which is a lot to wrap your fucking head around.
It's also hard. Like, I have had friends who I can feel them. I can feel it.
Sure.
But it's not at a place where I get to where I can be like, hey, is this happening?
I know.
Because all that's going to happen is she's going to turn on. She's going to hate me.
I know.
And that sucks. And all you can do in that situation is continue to try and be friends with that person, even though it feels like they're rejecting you at every turn.
I know.
All you can do is continue to be like, hey.
Which makes you feel like
you
a bitch.
You want to hang out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But because I've been in abusive relationships, I've gotten to a point where I do try to do that.
Of course.
And I don't do it a lot. I'll reach out once every 6 months.
Yeah, sure.
You know, because what if they do just not like me?
Right.
You know? I'd rather annoy someone who doesn't like me then abandon my friend who's in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Brother, they already don't like me.
Yeah. And also, sometimes the abusive boyfriend that's just, like, abusive in a way that he's, like, neglectful
yes.
or self-centered or whatever. If it's a person who's been, like, physically abused or, like, a much more...
That's a different thing.
...obvious one, they don't even maybe realize that they're kind of back in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, this is a better tunnel. But...
Yeah. So I'm just going to keep asking you to get dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. See a movie.
And you're going to keep saying no.
Yeah.
But then when they break up, you know who that person's going to reach
yeah,
out to?
For sure.
Me.
For sure.
And I'm going to show up and I'm not even going to bring up the fact that we haven't hung out in 2 years.
Yeah. Well, who cares?
Oh my God, your hair's longer. How you doing?
Hey, what
Great
happened?
Great to see you.
Oh, he was a loser? No.
No.
No. That guy?
I'm Yay. I'll buy you dessert.
Yeah. Oh, I want dessert now.
Me too. I'm starving.
Well, I made a bunch of weird carrots, but we must move on. What was our first respectfully segment? I can't even remember. Call out culture or rage bait or whatever. It, even to the point that I was seeing today that like they found a Russian bot that like hadn't basically like they pay the services to have these Russian bots work.
Yeah.
They stopped paying for it. Again, this is a TikTok. Who knows how valid it is. And it was basically being paid to argue with people. So there is, I think, some validity to like we are being manipulated through social media to focus on hating one another and kind of lull us into this like paralysis where like everyone's crazy and nothing makes sense. So I will concede that point. But then there's like cancel culture and everything's so polarizing. Everyone's so crazy. It's like, okay, but – and they're saying like, oh, these things are like they don't matter. They're a distraction. They do – women's rights do matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
– trans people being safe matters.
Yeah, yeah. Like
– but I'm going to say that there's kind of like a both and to this feel, which is – the most important thing I think in this country right now, like I said earlier, is class consciousness.
Sure.
I think people who are working class people, no matter if you are gay, trans, black, a cis, straight, white man,
yeah,
these are the people, and to different degrees, obviously, but these are the people that are getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what's happening in this country. Were we all to come together over this, if we were to be able to focus on class instead of focusing on our different identities, which they're making us do.
Right, right.
If we were able to do that, we would be able to take over the ruling class because there's more of us than there are of them.
Of course.
Also, I think that if we were able to do that, we would be able to see that we're not so different.
Yes.
And I think that would come from
chicken
that.
Egg thing.
I think it would be easier for us to reach across the aisle and respect – and by us, I mean them to respect us, obviously.
Right.
Like you can tell me that liberals are just as annoying, whatever. Every liberal person I know is still friends with a straight white guy.
Yes.
Every straight white conservative guy I know is not friends with a gay person. Okay? So I'm talking about them. I do think that that would help them see us as them.
Yeah.
In a way that they can't right now because – we are being distracted by our identities. So it's like both things.
Yes.
You know, I think that these things are important. These things matter to me. Human rights matter to me.
Yeah.
And if we could all get our fucking shit together and realize that it's us versus them and not us versus each other, that would help a whole fucking lot.
Well, I think that's why Luigi was such a huge thing in our culture because it was, above all, a family member getting sick and dying needlessly. That transcends everything.
And also,
the most deeply human thing is to not be able to save a person you love.
And also, when you talk about class, so many people in this country feel like they don't have enough money, including people who do.
Yes.
But they're not in the 1%, right? So, like, when you talk about class, it affects all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, what Luigi did was about class. Yes. It was about money.
Yeah.
Okay? It was about his family not having enough money for his mom to stay alive.
Yeah.
That affects all of us.
Yeah.
If that can happen to one person, it can happen to anyone because they can just keep raising the price on that.
Yeah, it doesn't
you
matter.
You can be a millionaire and that can happen to you if they decide to make it happen to you.
Yeah.
That's for everybody.
We're back.
We're back and we're changing the tone.
We're changing
and we don't
the
need
tone.
To segue. You get it.
We get it. We were documentary. Now we're a network television show. We're doing laughs and claps.
We need to, what's the thing? We need to dance all night so that we can go to
protest
the funeral
during
in the morning
day.
And protest in the evening. We need, you know.
Yeah.
We need moments of joy.
God, do we ever. So respectfully.
Yeah.
When you post your text messages on your Instagram story.
Hee hee ha ha.
Hee hee ha ha ha. You're so crazy, girl.
They're never funny.
They're never funny.
Sorry, I took your thing.
No,
but
they're never funny. It's always like, oh my God, so many margs last night. Did you go home with that guy? Okay, yeah, you drank booze and fucked. That's like baseline whatever.
I'm so glad that it's that funny to you. Genuinely.
Right. Yes.
I'm so glad that you and your friends make each other laugh.
Yes.
We don't have the context. We don't know her.
Right.
It's not funny to us.
It's not that funny.
It's not funny. You don't, I mean, do whatever you want, but just know. It has to be so funny.
It has
funny.
To be so crazy.
It has to be so funny for me to think it's funny.
I think I did one once with us where I sent you a picture of a woman performing punk on a van with her tits out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to do stand up like this. And you said you need to up your meds.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Sure.
Objectively funny.
And all the context is baked in, right? Right.
Exactly. That's the setup, the punch.
Also, not to, I'm better than everyone this, but like, you are an internet personality.
Yeah.
So people know you.
Yes.
People who follow you know you.
You catch the vibe.
You know?
Yeah.
Jen. Jen, all your photos are photos of you and your boyfriend or photos of you in Cancun.
Right.
I don't really know your brain like that.
No.
I don't really know you.
Oh.
I know that you love a dirty martini, but that's just because you're just like everybody else.
Right. Oh, you went out last night and you got Chinese food this morning?
Hilaire.
So funny.
Oh my God, you fell asleep with the Taco Bell and didn't eat it and then ate it for breakfast?
Right.
Crazy girl.
Oh, snooze
crazy
fest.
Crazy girl. So
also, if I
did meth by accident.
Me too.
And then I did it on purpose.
And that's fun.
Crazy girl.
By accident, I did. On purpose? No. But you're just more hardcore. You're more hardcore than I am. Also, like, if you're going to post stories, the only thing that's going to move the needle for me is a close friend story from someone who is in a psychotic episode.
Yeah.
They're wearing a dress made out of yarn.
Yeah.
And their tits are visible.
And they made it themselves. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're dancing.
And
they're dancing.
Like, I get up in the evening.
If you don't bring Facebook energy to your close friend's story, then I don't want to see
it. Love it.
Oh, you got engaged.
And if you're
going
to post a close friend story, it better be fucking juicy,
dude.
Oh, my
God.
It better make me call Andrea.
Yes. Or we used to. There was someone whose close friend's story we lost. And
remember that other person?
I can't remember.
I can't leave it in.
All right.
I have to tell you.
All right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
there's nothing better to me than a Facebook style close friend story.
Or just like a true admission of guilt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And eating leftover Taco Bell in the morning is not an admission of guilt. You posted a close friend's story that you cheated on your husband. Love you.
Oh my God.
Love you. Afraid to get close to you, but love you.
Right.
Thank you for letting me in.
Right. Thanks for opening the door.
Oh my God.
I can peek in.
But here's my thing about the posting of the text messages, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, and they're mostly men, but it's a lot of people walking around this world thinking they're funny.
Insane.
And I gotta tell you, you're not funny.
You're not funny at all.
You're not funny.
Yeah.
I was watching Trixie and Katya, as I am always doing.
Yeah.
And they have this show where they watch Netflix shows and comment on them.
So funny.
And they were watching some dating show, some reality, I don't know which one, but some reality dating show. And this guy and girl were getting to know each other. And the girl was like, why'd you move to LA? And the guy was like, I wanted to become the greatest TikToker of all time. And then she looks kind of scared. And then they both laugh. And then he goes, I'm just kidding. And then they laugh for a while. And Katya was like, this is what being hot is.
Yes.
Is everyone laughing when you're not funny.
Yes.
And
yes.
I totally agree with her. And I will say, not only is it being hot, it's also being rich. It's also being the boss.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
These are all things. Okay. And men get to think they're funny because women are polite and laugh when things aren't funny.
Of course.
I was watching a male comedian on stage say something super misogynistic.
Yeah.
And I saw two women in the front row fake laugh even though they didn't want to. And I was like, this is why men think they're funny.
Yes.
And people don't do that as much for women.
Well, also like there's a laugh that I do when someone isn't funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's when, especially like I go to my husband's work things and it'll be these unfunny motherfuckers. And I'll go like.
That's mine.
Yeah, like some sort of like that's how we need to be.
Yeah,
some sort of weird, like generic.
I do this
phrase.
Thing where I go, totally.
Yes, absolutely.
If you hear me do that, I'm begging for a gun in my mouth.
Yes, and I go, hey, and that's kids these days.
And you know what's really crazy is I have a great fake laugh. I'm really, really good at fake laughing, and I can't make myself
summon
do it.
Yeah,
because it's so unfunny.
It hurts.
You know. I can sit here and I go,
great. Wow.
Not doing it for you.
Wow. That hurts because I've heard that laugh come from you a lot.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have.
Well, it's also like.
But you've also heard it because it's close to my real one.
No, for sure.
Because I'm good at it. But I can't fix my face.
I know.
I've said this before and I'll say it again because I think it's one of the greatest points I've ever made in my life.
Here we go.
If you interviewed 100 men in New York City and just asked them if they're funny, 99 of them would say yes. And yeah. the last one's a stand-up comedian, a professional stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Yes. And I'll say this. When I met my husband, he's dry. He has a dry sense of humor. I am the funny one of the two. And I was like, early on, I was like, you're not very funny. And he was like, yeah, that's not the thing.
That's not my bag.
That's not my bag. And I was like, oh, you.
I'm other things.
And you're okay with that.
And that's great. It makes
me laugh. He is funny at times, but he's like, no, you're the.
Yes.
You're a funny person.
My boyfriend is so funny.
Yeah.
He's so goofy and funny and silly in a way that, like, I wish I could be. Mm. You know, he's so funny. He doesn't think he's funny.
Yeah.
Love that.
Love it.
Love that.
Yeah, there's also being funny.
And he also doesn't identify as funny.
I know. Well, anyone who identifies as funny is a lunatic.
Unless you're a stand-up comedian and you're funny.
But there's this thing where being funny is like a talent.
Yes.
Just like playing piano is a talent. But
the one thing about being funny is you can't really learn it.
That's what I'm saying.
You can learn how to play piano.
It's like a gift.
Yeah.
But people who are incredible at piano already have the gift.
It's kind of more like singing.
Yeah. For sure.
You can learn how to sing, but if you have no natural talent, you kind of can't.
Right. And I'm like, there's this misunderstanding by people that they're funny. When I'm like, if you met a real funny person, you'd shit your pants.
That's the thing. You don't know any
funny
people.
You would piss and shit yourself.
Okay. How do I do this without saying who this person is?
Barack Obama.
Got it.
Being okay. Ready.
I used to date someone who lived with someone, not my roommate, their roommate.
Yes.
Okay. Who I would walk by their room and they would always be laughing.
Mm-hmm.
They were either on the phone or hanging out with someone. They would always be laughing.
Mm.
And then I started listening to the conversations and nothing anyone was saying was funny.
Interesting.
And it's like, oh, you're just like, and both people in the conversation are laughing.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, you guys are just you just don't know what funny is.
Yes.
Like, you're laughing because someone said something interesting. You're laughing because someone said something clever. You're laughing because someone said something outlandish.
Mm-hmm.
None of these things are funny, but you're laughing.
Yeah.
So now you both think you're funny. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
It was like this weird, bizarre thing where I was like, laugh to me because of comedy.
Yes.
I'm kind of a tough laugh.
Oh, me too.
And like, I'll give it up.
Sure.
You know?
I can pull it. Yeah.
I love to. But to get a real laugh out of me is kind of tough because my friends truly are some of the funniest people in America.
Right.
I kind of was jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. But are they really laughing?
I don't know.
It's hard to know. Yeah.
But if they are, wow.
Incredible.
What a way to live.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because when I'm really laughing, it's a full, I'm a freak.
And there's nothing better.
Bitch. It feels amazing.
Dude, laughing so hard that you start to panic.
Oh.
That gets me high.
Yeah, of course.
And that happens once a year. And that's the high end for most people because I'm friends with such funny people.
Right.
But once a year, something gets me where I am upside down, wheezing, worried I'm going to throw up laughing so hard.
Do you remember we were at a special taping and this person... the setup
oh my god
to the joke
oh my god
was like the saddest
oh my god
craziest
wait, I don't remember what it was.
It was I used to sleep and my family had kittens and they kept
we can say this was Brittany Cornwell's
yes.
special
yes
this is so funny
yes the kittens kept pissing and shitting over me.
She's got a great, and her special's coming out soon and watch it because the joke is great. But she has a joke about how her family had a bunch of cats and they would sleep in her bed and they'd piss and shit all over her.
No, wait, that's not even the best part of it. Instead of like helping her deal with this, they put a tarp
over her. Dude, you and I laughed so hard at that I blacked out.
I know.
Like I couldn't see.
And it was a special taping.
And that's also a great one because Brittany's a comedian, so she knows how funny that is.
Yeah.
So it wasn't us, like, it wasn't like a stranger said that to us and we were laughing at their trauma.
Yeah.
Brittany knows what she's doing.
Yes. But it was.
And it got me in a way that was like,
oh.
I mean, I literally went blind.
And we were near
you. You were getting pissed and shit on your wall, and they put a tarp over you.
It was so funny. And it was during a taping. so we're near a camera, and I'm laughing.
And we were both like in math class where it's like we're laughing. It's a comedy show, so we're supposed to be laughing. But now she's like getting to another point. No. It was like math class where I had to put my face in my shirt, yeah, and I was like suffocating myself to try and make it stop.
It's so fucked up.
This happened to me the other day too, where I had to like fully like muffle myself. Yeah, I was laughing so hard. And he won't mind me saying, I went, I had plans with our friend Joe Nunick, who's a great comedian and will be on the show soon. Has been on the show.
Yeah.
You guys know him. Great. So we were like getting dinner. He had a spot, and then we were meeting our significant others at Dave and Buster's. Fun.
Very fun.
So I go with him to his spot. There's 9 people in the audience. Mm-hmm. And all 9 of them, I'll say, couldn't care less. So he's just bombing his dick clean off. And it's not his fault. Yeah, you know, sure. It's a bad circumstance to be a comedian. He's doing everything he can, but it's just not going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
Okay? And he starts doing this joke that he has about how, like, as he gets older, he's realizing that the food he eats affects his dreams.
Yeah.
And he had a nightmare from eating cheese. And I started laughing so hard I thought I was going to throw up, because when the audience isn't laughing, this is Joe in a room of 10 people total telling strangers that cheese gives him nightmares, making everyone stop talking to tell a group of strangers that cheese gives him nightmares is so funny. And I told him that after he got off stage, we left, and I told him how hard I was laughing at that idea. And he goes, not even that. I flew across the country.
Right.
And spent my life savings to move here to tell 9 strangers that cheese gives me nightmares.
Oh my God.
And you think your text messages are funny?
No.
That's funny.
That's fucking funny on a level. Joe actually had a great story about making deviled eggs.
Wait, we'll have him on. We'll have him on when he's on.
Let's
save it.
We'll save it.
Oh my God.
I was crying.
Joe Nunnick. God love you. I'm going to Berlin with him.
Beautiful. If you guys are in Berlin, go see Lizzie. But yeah, I mean, there's a level of fucked up that I need for things to be funny. And I think actually.
Well, it's also like a level of vulnerability.
Yes. Yeah.
Brittany telling us that the cats were pissing and shitting on her all night. That is some people that's a secret that some people would take to the grave.
Oh, yeah.
Or that's a thing that some people might not say because they don't like how it makes their family look or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have no judgments about the fact that that happened to her. I think it's simply just one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my damn life.
So incredible. But there's my favorite funny people, they're comedians who are really funny. Mm-hmm. There's also like lay people who are insane. And it's often a woman who's like really been through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And she'll just say anything.
Oh, she'll say whatever the fuck.
And not in like a racist way.
No.
She'll just tell you all her secrets.
Oh my God. One of my, she's dating my brother-in-law. Her name's Jen. Oh, yeah. I think you met her at the wedding. Her and her boyfriend. Jen and Jean.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Oh, I love them.
Oh my God.
I love them.
Jen and Jean.
I didn't really meet them because they were dancing all night.
They were dancing all night. It's incredible.
Them.
Okay, I love them. They both, he's very short. She's tall. Already slay.
Slay. Love that.
Jean can handle a beautiful, tall woman. Jen doesn't give a fuck because Jean has a heart of gold.
Love it.
They're both wearing khaki pants. Same color.
Same color.
Black shirt. To my wedding. Matching outfits.
Amazing.
Matching outfits.
Amazing.
I'm like, this is better. I don't give a shit if you wore a dress. You wore a matching cater waiter outfits to my wedding.
Amazing. And you danced all night?
Oh. Sometimes when they dance, they like grind.
Yeah.
And I saw the little one.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I want them to come to my wedding.
And she's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And like, we'll be talking shit about like some other lady who was at a social event, and I'm like, this is a fucking banger.
I'm gonna say this, and I don't know if this is true about Jen because I don't know her, but based on the outfit, like, that's what reminded me.
Yeah.
Nobody is funnier than a woman who doesn't care about how she looks.
Yes.
And
which
some
is often
women,
an older woman.
Some women are too, some girl comedians are too afraid to be ugly to be funny.
I know.
Especially comedic actors. Yeah. Let me say that. Stand-up, you don't really – it doesn't quite translate. But comedic actors, some women are too afraid to be ugly to be funny. Think Melissa McCarthy.
Right. Exactly.
Melissa McCarthy is going to sit shit in a sink because it's the funniest thing to do.
Yes.
Kristen Wiig is going to put on a fucked up little wig.
Yes.
And act insane because it's the funniest thing to do.
Yeah.
You can't –
Your hair can't look good all the time.
You can't be afraid of having a double chin and be funny.
Yes. Well, and it's also like this woman, Jen, is a beautiful woman.
Sure, yeah.
But like, it's like when you meet a bitch.
But it's the caring that gets in the way.
100%.
I'm not saying these women. Melissa McCarthy is a beautiful woman. Kristen Wiig is a beautiful woman.
Right.
Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are beautiful women.
Yes.
But they don't, that's not what they're concerned with in that moment.
Right. Like you see.
Molly Shannon.
Oh,
beautiful woman.
You see a woman, you see her at the coffee shop, hair's in a ponytail, looks like hot garbage, leggings
no
on.
Bra.
No bra.
Dirty sweatpants. Yeah. Dirty. Smells like a hamster cage sweatpants. Yeah. Yes. Dude, that bitch is funny.
Funny.
And sad, but she's funny.
Which is, to me, it's got to be sad to be funny.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm wired.
Yeah.
But like, it's just, there's no clever Bushwick point about fucking gender that's going to be funnier than this bitch. I heard it on another podcast. I can't remember what it was, but a comedian tripped. And there was an older black woman in the bodega and she said, "I'd pay for your funeral." I'm like, great.
Yeah.
That's what that kind of bitch says.
Yes.
And nothing can touch that for me. And it's your
man. There are some people who are just naturally gifted at being funny.
I know.
And they don't do comedy and they are a true delight.
I know. And I'm also like, I don't really want you to do comedy.
Do you ever meet like a comedian's best friend who's not a comedian?
Mm.
And you're like, you're the funniest motherfucker I've ever met.
Sure.
I love that.
I met, there's funny people in offices.
There's a guy who hangs out with a bunch of our friends who quit comedy.
Oh.
His name is Matt Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
So funny.
Ugh. He was at a comedy club and he was hanging out with a bunch of comedians and one of them turned to him and goes, "Do you do stand up?" And he goes, "No, I'm in my 30s.
Yes.
Come on.
You bitch.
Come on.
You shitty bitch. I love you.
That I wasn't even there for that, but like seven people have told me that story.
I know. It's so funny.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That person is gifted. Do you know what he's not doing? Posting screenshots of his text messages.
I know. He's out in the world just being a dude.
Oh my God.
Smoking a cig, being
so
a dude.
Funny.
I mean, I go to a certain area of Queens just to sit there and watch old men yell at each other.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a little racist, but they're a caricature of a human being. I'm like, this is fire. You're so funny. You don't even know it. You're talking about how much the Jets are worth.
You ever see a group of older women having lunch and you go, God, what would I give?
Oh,
what would I give
know.
To have this be a podcast?
Oh, they're talking about their shitty ex-husbands.
Like New York women.
Yeah, I saw.
And it's like one's Jewish.
Yeah.
One's black. One's like a regular waspy white lady and one's a lesbian.
Sex
and you're
in the
city. This is Sex in the City. If it was funnier.
Yes. It's like subversive.
Yeah.
They're talking shit about their friend who like is married to some shitty guy.
They're saying the meanest things that anyone's ever said about a person.
Yeah. That's probably how people think of us when we're in a diner.
I hope so.
One can only.
And one day they will.
One day. Once we're older.
When we have respectively white and blue hair.
Yeah.
You know I'm going to be one of those old ladies whose
hair is kind of blue. Yeah, you're going to be blue and I'm going to be full white. Yeah. And it's
I'm going to have a blue beehive.
Yes. And I'm going to look like fucking, who's the wizard in Lord of the Rings that isn't Gandalf?
Yeah.
The other one?
Yeah. You're going to have white straight hair.
Yes.
And I'm going to have just a little mop of blue on top of my head covering what is certainly a bald spot.
Yeah. A little toupee.
Yeah. And that's after the red.
Right.
60s, I'm going to go red.
Yes, and then you'll dye it. That'll rinse out.
Yeah.
You'll take a
I'm
long time.
I'm talking 80s. I'm going to be blue.
Out.
I'm going to be blue, and it's going to be up.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
Straight, like a martini straight. And we'll both be drunk. We'll have relapsed at
and
that
And I will be so drunk. I'll be so drunk that if I spit in your mouth, you'd get drunk.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It is hard not to relapse right now. I'll tell you
that much,
brother. Holy shit.
But that's
shit.
What they want.
That is what they want.
That's what they want you to do.
But once we make it out to the other side, we could be hammered.
We can do one.
Hammered at a
we can do one.
Denny's or something.
Yeah.
Just being like, remember that fucking idiot.
Remember when we got fucking sober?
Stupid. I will say that my mom at this brunch, I was like bringing up something political, obviously, and she just was like, yeah, I mean, who cares? And then everyone started laughing, and I'm like, you don't care, and that's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Well, your mom is Canadian also.
Yeah.
So
it's even funnier.
She's fine.
She's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go to Nordstrom.
Yeah.
Brother. all right, I think we got to get out of here.
We
got to
get out of here.
We simply must.
Haven't we done enough for you people?
I haven't.
Dude, I have a joke right now where I talk about how being a girl comedian is hard.
Yeah.
And then I have this line that no one likes enough, but I'm going to keep saying where I go, I mean, it's not digging a ditch or having any sort of real job. And then I come here and I'm like, don't you people have enough?
Oh, I give
I had to talk
give.
Into a microphone for an hour.
Oh, my God. I get to wear a goofy hat in a beautiful princess studio.
I go home to my boyfriend and complain.
Oh,
he's been at his real job all day. And I go, okay, but I had to talk for a while. And that really takes it out of me.
My husband, like, builds houses.
I come home, I go, don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm in a mood.
I think we're the baddies.
Yeah.
All right. Where can they find you and follow you?
You guys already, you know it
you
already.
Know it.
Follow me on Instagram. If this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, what an interesting episode.
Yeah,
choice.
It's a fun one.
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Are we doing? Why are we doing
See
it?
See you later. Bye.